Someone sent me a fairy questionnaire. We're gonna do that now. Okay. You are a fairy. Because of this, you're about 2 inches tall with functional wings. You're cute and feminine, and you have some kind of visual effect to clearly mark you as magical, like a trail of sparkles or a faint glow. I think I like the faint glow better. You don't have age or biological requirements, and you're borderline indestructible. These things are mandatory. Your other features come with more wiggle room. Cannibalism is not a thing currently. Aww. So describe my appearance. Let's see. I have like those eyes that don't have white or pupil, like that, but not black, like green. Just like the full Scarla, I think it's called. I don't know how to pronounce it. Is green, like leaves. And my skin is pale, like not people pale, like white flower pale, with a little bit of green in the thin parts, like my blood is made of chlorophyll. And I only glow a tiny bit. You only notice at night. Like a wax candle lit on the inside. My hair is fluffy and pale, like dandelion fluff, and it just sticks out all around my head. And I have little bitty pointy teeth that are very, very sharp. I can have a magical ability. I can change how people feel about things. Not what they think or what they know. Can't make people like do things against their will. I can just make them like or want or be afraid. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Because I'm a fairy, I live in the forest, and it contains dirt, rocks, plants, animals, and isolated rural human settlements, miscellaneous unique magical creatures, and other fairies. And other fairies are easily distracted, and they don't form large groups, so you don't find more than 10 in one place. 10 fairies is a lot of fairies, man. I've never even seen one fairy. I don't know. I only have about like 5 friends. I don't know. 10 fairies is a lot. But there's a capital city in a hollow tree. And it's sparkly. Oh, hey. And we have a queen. She controls nothing outside the capital and little within it, but she has the best hat. That is an excellent way to choose a monarch. So, let's see, what do I do with my life as a fairy? I think I'll fly around at night mostly. And eat puffball mushrooms and little like blood drinking insects and take baths in like dew in flowers, and I don't know. Try to tame a cat so that I can ride around on if I'm. Oh no! I'm trapped in a clear glass bottle! Fuck you, bottle owner! The bottle is on the desk, which has a skull candle and other wizard mess. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Eventually, your captor transfers you to a terrarium, along with right elf lesbian and left elf lesbian. Ooh! Who arrived in their own individual bottles. They're strangers to each other. What one might have seen on the internet is non-canon. And to you. Who becomes the alpha bitch of the terrarium? This is... okay. The left elf can give bites of a venom of her choice. Booze. By clenching her butt really hard. And right elf can smell nearby mental states. I don't really care. Like, I'm a fairy. What do I give a shit about hierarchy? Why would I even form one? I can, at any time, if left elf or right elf decide that they want to mess with me, I can make them want to leave me alone. Or at least not, like, I can do, like, calm emotions. If they're like, you're being such a bitch! Oh my god! Calm emotions. You don't give a shit anymore. Maybe we could just, like, make out sometimes. And, you know, left elf can bite me anytime she wants. Okay. I think we should join forces, though, and, like, try to do something about this wizard who won't let us out of the fucking bottle terrarium. Fuck the wizard. You're not supposed to trap people in a jar. That's rude. He needs to at least bring us chocolate. And, like, tiny, tiny croissants. Yes. He's a wizard. He can hook that up. He can just shrink them. Okay. In the event of a neutral dynamic, left elf builds a forest out of sticks on day 4, gives yourself the title of mayor, exiles right elf to the western wasteland, and gives you knighthood. Okay. With my knighthood, I'm gonna go on a quest to, like, redeem right elf, and it will mostly consist of having lesbian sex with both of them until they get along. And making really lame, like, wounded king and grail cycle jokes. I can't think of any right now. My sinuses are bugging me. Okay. I'm in the forest. Also, cannibalism is a thing. Yay! Fairies are physically addicted to fairy meat and experience withdrawals without it, leading to increasing pain, decreasing mental stability, and the de facto side effect of being eaten. Obviously, the once lovely, shiny capital is now a huge mess. But it remains populated, because we spawn quickly. Wait, we spawn quickly? Can I just spawn? Can I just, like, find a male fairy and spawn with him a lot, and we can just split the meat and just keep eating it and spawning and eating it and spawning? Because that sounds like a good plan. The average fairy can pull limbs off of someone else if she can get you to sit still. Okay.
Does this affect your outfit design?
I need to be fast, so I probably won't wear big draping things that get in the way of my wings flapping around. So I guess there's that. Maybe I should be far away from the capital city. Like as far away as I can get. Maybe I should grab my male spawning fairy buddy and we should just, like, flee. Maybe we'll go live someplace, like, all scary and irony. Maybe we'll go find that wizard from before and be like, hey, can you put us in a jar? And we're just gonna mate and, like, you know, have fairy sex and you can, and, like, eat the eggs or whatever and you can... Like, you can use, like, the eggshells of the baby fairies for, like, magic-y things. You can milk me. I won't be, you know, producing milk to feed the baby fairies. You can use, like, my weird fairy breast milk for stuff. Is fairy breast milk a thing if I lay eggs? I have to think about that. I don't think that biologically my body makes sense anyway, so probably... It's probably whatever is the most fetishistically interesting. What is my favorite finishing move? Eyeball removal. I just, for some reason, I really want to remove somebody's eyeball. Like, I'm just... All that, like, jelly and goo and, like, maybe stick my arm right in there. Are there any activities from before the whole cannibalism thing that you still make time for? Flying around. Flying around is awesome. Lightning round. Your crew is in a fight with the second crew. Anyone incapable of fighting at the conclusion will almost certainly be eaten by whatever survivors can hold on to the area. You haven't eaten in 2 days and feel funny. There is a pink-skinned fairy wearing purple leaves lying on the ground in front of you because you have pulled her leg off. Blood is blood-colored. Do you eat the leg, kill the injured pink fairy, or help your team? Eat the leg. Then help my team, if I still have time. I don't really care what happens to the injured pink fairy. Maybe she doesn't get up again. She can just hang out there. Legless. You're in what is left of the fairy capital. Alone. Unless I'm very bad at making decisions. Hi, I'm a fairy. I have no attention span and I'm adorable. You've had a group with you, but they either got eaten or temporarily separated. There is an elaborate chandelier hanging from a high ceiling, decorated with dangling clear crystals. Nearly reaching from one end of the narrow cylindrical room to the other. Someone has smashed a wooden box here and scattered the shiny, multicolored rocks inside on the floor. Shinies! There is a layer of blood over the rocks. The doors are shut. You hear the sounds of an object being disturbed in the room to your left. Is your first reaction to worry about getting eaten or to be glad that lunch has arrived? My first reaction is, ooh, shinies! And blood! Can I lick the blood off the shinies? Then I should probably, try to be quiet while doing that. Because there's people in the next room. Just in case they might, like, try to smite me or steal my shiny things. You stumble on a very pale fairy and a freckly peach one rolling around in a hollowed-out log, swearing and punching each other. The freckly one is usually on top, seems to hit much harder, and will likely have some snacks soon if left alone. No one else is nearby, and neither fairy has seen you. Do you reveal yourself? And if so, when and how? I wait. If freckly manages to kill pale and starts eating her, then maybe I can, like, sneak up and gank her while she's eating. And then I have, like, a fairy and a half to eat. Maybe I can make fairy jerky. You are the leftover of a crew. I'm sorry, I'm the leader of a crew. Dizzy Puff, one of my best underlings. She punches really hard, can vibrate through walls, and has a very nicely designed purple fairy skin leotard that goes with her blue-gray skin and dark blue-red Sanja mullet. Has attempted to eat you and take your place as leader, and is now facing face down in the dirt with you standing over her. What do you do next? I kill her in the fastest and most efficient way possible. I don't have time for this bitch to try to go all Starscream on me. I have shit to do. I don't forgive her. And she sucks. Lightning round over. Do you think you could achieve a reasonably stable state where your survival and comfort were mostly guaranteed? If yes, how? And if not, what do you think would cause your downfall? Getting distracted by shinies. But no, that's my plan. I'm gonna go find a wizard. And I'm gonna get, like, a male fairy. And we're just gonna breed and eat the babies over and over again. And, like, the goo inside the eggs will taste like strawberries. And lavender. And, we'll sell him, like, fairy breast milk or eggshells or magical services or something. But the wizard will eventually betray us and squish us like bugs, maybe. Or something. It's possible. Or maybe I'll eventually go through, like, fairy paws and be unable to make any more fairy eggs and the male fairy will eat me. I don't know. Or I'll accidentally bite him during sex, and then I'll just have to eat him. And then I'll be sad and lonely and hungry. And eventually go nuts. I have to think about that. But, yeah. There's a lot of different ways it could end.